Great to see you in church. Tell you what, it's awesome to be back in Australia, hey. I've already heard some of the best sayings, I think, ever. What do we have? We had on the cusp. We had buttered as your garlic bread. That's amazing. Come on. Hey, you excited for the message tonight? You ready to receive? And like Slater said, I'm Levi. I'm from Taiwan. Well, I'm from Australia, but I live in Taiwan. Recently from Taiwan to Australia. And me and my beautiful wife of almost 4 years, leading a church over there. And it's called Lifehouse Taipei. And we've really been seeing God do some awesome stuff this year. Hey, God's really, God's really been moving. Been seeing young Taiwanese people meet Jesus. And I think it's really awesome. Hey, we're seeing people who've never even heard of Jesus come to believe in him. So literally it's like, hey, have you heard about Jesus? And they're like, who's that? Is he on Facebook? Would I've seen him on TV? And maybe not. But we're seeing every year God's doing even more stuff over there. It's just so exciting. Seeing him move in the church, seeing him do new things. We baptized more people than we've ever baptized before last year, which was exciting. Our church got registered last year, so now we are an official church, a real church, and that means we can get an official page on Instagram. No, not really. And God's doing lots of great stuff over there, hey. But I'm really excited for tonight. I believe I got a word for you. I believe God's going to speak to you. And I've heard that this service is the craziest service in all of Australia. Is that right? I'm in the right place. This is the craziest place in all of Australia, right? Awesome. Hey, why don't we stand again real quick? I'd like to just pray before we get into the message. I'd like to encourage us. Why don't we just open our hearts? Because I believe that God wants to speak to you tonight. And, you know, some of us, maybe you're in the habit of coming to church every week. But I actually believe that every single week, God can speak a significant word to you that's going to help you grow and go to a new level in your relationship with him. So just pray before we get into it. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here tonight. God, that your presence is here, that you're already moving in our lives and putting dreams in our hearts. And we're just saying that we're just so open to whatever you want to say to us. Whatever you want to speak to us, we're ready to hear it. We're open to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you high five 5 people before you sit down? And if you can't high five five people, you've got to stand the whole service. That's a rule we have here at New Hope. I'm joking. But yeah, it's good to be here in Australia. And I want to share a message with you tonight. And I've called it Making 2018 Your Best Year Yet. Who wants to have an amazing 2018? I believe that God's got an amazing year for you and that he wants to do something big and new and exciting in your life. And I honestly believe that at the end of this year, you can look back and say, wow, that was an amazing year. Wow, God did something awesome in my life. Because I believe that with God, the best is always yet to come. Isn't that cool? Like, God's always got more. It's not like God runs out or God's like, oh, sorry, bro, got a bit of a shortage in some provision this year, or it's just going to tone it back a little bit. God's always got more. And because God's always got more, it means that the best is always yet to come. And I'm excited about that because I remember growing up, a lot of people would say things like, oh, high school, it's the best years of your life. And that's really cool when you're in high school, but then you graduate and you feel old and you think, is the best already gone? Like, isn't that a really sad thought? Like it's over? It's finished? It's just like downhill from here? I think people have this picture where it's like, life is just so good until your 21st birthday, and then it's like, just slowly tapers off. But I believe that God's always got more, and I'm so glad about that because in high school, I was a squeaky voice teenager with pimples who was super awkward, and I guess not much has really changed, but that's why I'm excited that the best is yet to come. That God's got more to do in my life. He's got more to do in your life, and I believe that this year can be the best year in your whole life. And it's awesome about God that it's on a journey, and that on the journey there's always more. So I'm believing 2018, someone said this morning, 2018 can be the greatest and the best year so far in your life. And I'm believing it for your church as well. Who wants to see the church do well this year? Who wants to see the church grow? I think we need 2 Sunday night services that are packed to the back. I don't know about that. I'm saying I think we need like a 9 p.m. or something crazy. Don't know what the neighbors will think, but I won't be here. So it's cool. Do it. Go for it. You know, I love what God says about this in Philippians 4:6. And this is something I'm excited about this year. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. And then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. What a cool scripture. Who wants a year where it's like, I'm not worried about anything? Who wants that? It's like, I'm chill. I don't care what happens. I'm not worried. God is on my side. It's going to be all good. I want to live that kind of year. You know, the kind of year where I've got that peace that goes beyond all understanding. And I think that God wants to put that in your life this year. And I don't think this is a promise that life is going to go smooth and it's going to be perfect and everything is going to be easy sailing. I think it's a promise from God that even when it's tough, even when it goes a bit out of your control or it doesn't go how you expected, I think it's a promise from God saying, hey, I'm going to give you peace. It's going to be okay. That knowing that I don't have to worry because God's got it under control. And I'll just pull a couple of keys out from this scripture because I think it gives us some keys. And the first thing is that we've got to remember what God has done. If we want to have the best 2018, we've got to remember what God has done. It said in that scripture, thank him for all he has done. And I think that thankfulness is a really powerful thing. It's not just a nice thing. It's not like an optional extra that you add on to your life. You know, like nice people, they're thankful. Me, I'm just a bloke. I'm not that thankful. I believe that thankfulness is actually power in your life. And that as we're thankful, it actually brings God's peace into our life. I remember recently, I think midway through last year, Talitha and I, we went on a trip around the island of Taiwan. And if you don't know where Taiwan is, it's off the coast of China. It's a third of the size of Tasmania, and it has the same population as Australia. So it's pretty sweet. Lots of people are living really close together. So it's awesome. We went to the beach this week with my family, and they were saying, oh, it's so busy here. And I'm like, I can still breathe and move without touching people. This isn't busy. But what was I saying? Oh, so we went on this trip. We went on a holiday and we decided to hire out a scooter. And we were going to go on a scooter ride up this massive valley. And we got on the scooter and we were like, we're real motocross people now because we got a scooter. And we all the way up the valley. And it was this crazy but beautiful gorge that just goes for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers. And the road, maybe I shouldn't say this to my parents here, but it's a little bit dangerous. There's not really any lanes, there's buses going each direction. But we were thinking, this is amazing. We're seeing all the view. And we get to the top of the gorge. And I realized that I've been reading my fuel gauge backwards. And so what I thought was full, was overfull, was actually under empty. I don't know why. It was backwards to Australia. It was not the correct way. I'm going to blame it on them. It didn't have Fs or Es or anything like that. And I'm thinking, I've got so much petrol. I'm going to make it all the way back. And then I realized as my scooter went that I didn't have any gas. And I went over, sorry, a bit of American English there, the gas. And so we went over to a policeman and we said, hey, we're out of petrol. What can we do? I'm speaking to him in broken Chinese. And he basically just said, good luck. We'll pick you up if you don't make it. He said, the closest gas station is at the start of the gorge. You got to go back 30 minutes. And I'm like, we've seriously got nothing. And he's like, good luck. All the best. Just try, I think was what he said. And we went and we were praying so hard. God, I pray that you'd help us to make it the whole way. And what happened was, I believe it was a real miracle. We got the whole way to the gas station. We didn't run out of gas. It was amazing. But what's really, really cool about that, I really believe it was a little miracle, a cool miracle. But now, every time when I'm driving my scooter and my gas starts to get a little bit low and I say to Talitha, okay, we've got to go get some petrol. We've got to go fill up. She says, don't you remember what happened when we were on that road trip? Don't you remember that God provided? Don't you remember the miracle that he did? Where's your faith? Keep going. Keep going past empty. Keep riding. And that freaks me out a little bit. But I think there's a cool principle in that when we remember what God's done, it really builds our faith in the moment. It really brings our that peace that, hey, if God's done it before, I know he can do it again. You know, if God's already made a way, even if it was in a different thing, I know that he can make a way again. And I believe that as we're thankful, it brings God's peace. As we just remember, hey, God did that. Hey, I remember that breakthrough God did. Hey, I remember when I got saved and it just like totally brought me to a new area in my life. When we're thankful like that, it really brings God's peace. And I believe it helps us to really relax in that. It says in Psalm 77:11, it says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. And we have a guy in our church from here, a Taiwanese guy. And at the start of last year, he got diagnosed with a really serious condition, a nervous system condition, where he actually lost all feeling in all of his body. And it was really serious. They weren't sure if it was going to get any better. And I remember him telling me this story of, I'm really worried. I'm afraid I'm never, ever going to be able to feel my wife's hand again. You know, am I ever going to be able to just do basic things again? And he was praying every day, and he ended up actually getting healed. God came and healed him, so he's all good now. He can feel things again. But what I really love about his story is that I thought he was 100% healed. Hey, because of the way he's acting, he's like, I'm healed, I'm good, I can feel everything, it's amazing. And then he shared his testimony the other day, and he's like, well, there's still a little bit that needs to keep going. You know, I'm about 90% of the way there. But I thought that was really cool, because he said that, and he said, but I know that if God healed me this much, he can do the last 10%. He can finish it off. And I think that's cool in our lives. Hey, like, if God started it, he's going to finish it. Like, if God started healing you, if God gave you a bit of a breakthrough, there's always more with God. I want to encourage you in the tough time, remember what God's done in your life. And even if you need to, write down, what did God do in my life last year? What were the big points of 2017? You know, what was good? You know, maybe some tough things happened, but look back, hey, maybe God brought some good out of it. Or maybe he can bring some good out of it. Or maybe he can help you to grow through it. But I believe that as we're thankful, we're going to have an amazing year. As we remember the good things that God's done. Is that good? And the second thought is that we need to let go of the past. And so some things we need to hang on to. We've got to hang on to that thankfulness. Hang on to the miracles that God's done. But there's also some things in our life that we need to leave behind. And I love what it says in Philippians 3:12-13. And it says, not that I have obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I think this is cool. He's saying, hey, I'm still on a journey, but I'm not satisfied yet. God's got some more. God's going to do bigger things and better things and more exciting things. I reckon Paul's getting excited as he's writing this. He's like, I'm believing there's more to come. I'm going to live #wholehearted in my life. And he goes on and he shares really the key. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining towards what is ahead. I think this is a key to have a great year. I'm going to let go of that stuff that's in the past and push towards the future and stay focused on what God wants to do in my life. And so I believe in our lives every year, it's probably good to do a bit of a New Year's clean out of our life. You know, clean out some things that maybe you're bringing in to the new year that aren't actually going to help you in your future. I think some things we need to let go of might be disappointment. You know, maybe last year you were disappointed by something. Maybe you're expecting God to do something, or maybe somebody disappointed you in your life. I really want to encourage you, if you let that go and focus on the future, there's no limit to what God can do in your life. If you say, I'm not being defined by that disappointment, I'm going to focus on the new thing that God wants to do. I think that offense is something that we need to let go of. And I really believe that forgiveness is really the key to living a life full of freedom. My dad always says when you're offended at someone, it's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. And I think that's pretty true. You know, I think that being offended at someone or angry or not forgiving someone, all it really does is hurt ourselves. Hey, it just brings us pain. So if you want to have the best year, a year full of freedom and excitement and the readiness to do what God's got you to do, sometimes we've got to let go and leave behind some of that some of that offense. I think other things are things like sadness. Like, let's determine I'm not going to live a sad life anymore. Now, maybe something really tough happened to you. I want to encourage you, don't be defined by that sadness, but be defined by joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. I think, so I'm not going to be sad anymore. I'm going to live a life full of joy and excitement. I think anxiety, why don't we let that go? And like that scripture was saying, I'm not going to worry because God's got it in control. I know he's got my future laid out and planned out for me. I'm not going to keep worrying. I'm going to trust God. I think some other things we need to let go of, negative people who aren't speaking well into our life. And I'm not saying we'd stop loving these people, but maybe there's people in your life that you just know that they're not helping you go forward in your life. They're actually not influencing you in a great way. And I'd encourage you, why don't you just say, hey, I'm not going to be influenced by that person anymore. I'm going to live free of that person's opinions. I'm going to live defined by what God says about me and about his future, and not defined by what these negative people are saying about me. And I think as well, there's sometimes good things that we need to let go of. I think that receiving from God, a great picture is that if I've got my hands full of all this, you know, anxiety and sadness and negative people, it's actually really hard for me to receive what God has for me. You know, if I'm holding, I don't know, if I go to McDonald's after the service, I don't know, do we still do after parties at McDonald's? Thank you, Jesus. We don't. That's awesome. I think if I got all my money back from McDonald's, I'd be a rich man. We love McDonald's. They're good. But you know, if I'm holding something in my hand, if I'm holding a McDonald's burger, I can't get anything else until I put down what I already have. And I think some of us, we carry along these negative burdens and the thing that person said to me and the way that my dad spoke to me or the way that teacher spoke over my life. And it actually stops us from receiving the new thing that God wants to give us. And it's not hurting them. So I think the best thing we can do is say, God, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to let go of that. I'm not going to let that define me anymore. I want your freedom. I'm going to let go of that thing from the past. I think success is also a thing we need to let go of sometimes. You know, success is great, right? Who wants to be successful? I'm sure no one's here like, I just don't want to be successful. Like, that's my life dream. On my Instagram page, it says, I don't know, Bob, not successful. That's what I want. No one wants that. Everyone wants to live a successful life. But I think that we've got to always keep focusing on what's new. You know, being grateful and encouraged by success in the past, but let's not keep holding on to it and longing for it and having that spirit of, oh, the good old days. Oh, I remember when we were in Moffat Street and we would mosh and the whole floor would bounce up and down. Oh, they were the days. Let's not be longing for the past. Let's be encouraged by it and thanking God for the past, but straining onto the future. God, what's the new thing you want to do in my life? And I think that's the key to living an amazing life. And my final point is maybe I'll get some keys. Can I get the keys? Can I do that? Awesome. Thank you. Let's give it up for the keyboard player. Sorry, embarrassing you. The final point, and this is where I get really excited, right? I've been really excited the whole time, so trying to pace myself. Like after like the offering message, how good was the offering message? And then like the faith injection and stuff. I'm just up here like pumped, ready to go. But I believe the final key, if you want to have the best year this year, is that you've got to see new things. You got to get a vision for this year. You got to get some expectations for this year. What's God going to do in your life this year? Yeah, what are you seeing? What are you believing for? What breakthrough are you expecting? If we want to have a great year, we've actually got to start by believing and expecting God to do great things. It says in Isaiah 43:19, it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Turn the person beside you and say, see. Turn the other person in that you rejected and say, see. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. See. Hey, what do you see for 2018? What do you see happening in your workplace this year? What do you see God doing in your life? Can you see it? Can you see what you're believing for? Do you expect it? Are you believing for it? Are you ready in your heart? You know, the Bible says, Ephesians 3:20, it says that God can do more than we can hope, dream, dream or imagine. And when I hear that, it makes me think, I want to dream some bigger dreams. Hey, if God can do more, I'm going to dream bigger. I'm going to dream bigger things. So I want to encourage you, hey, let's see that. Picture it in our head. I want to encourage you, start to imagine it. You know, I don't know what God's called you to do, but start to dream about it and get a picture in your head. And I remember a big part of when Talitha and I, we moved to Taiwan, and we're praying through it. I remember a big thing was we just started to really picture what God was going to do in Taiwan. And we didn't know what it was going to look like. We weren't picturing really specific things, but we just knew that as we were obedient to God, we could see Him doing something through our lives and in that country and in people's lives. So I want to encourage you, start to see. Come on, why don't you see your new job? You know, start to believe for that job that you're really believing for and you're really wanting. I want to encourage you in your prayer life. You know, not just like, oh God, maybe. You know, maybe God, if you got some time, if you could just fling me a few extra shifts, I'd be really happy. No, why don't you start to believe and pray bold prayers? God, I'm believing for that job. God, I'm believing this interview is going to go well. God, I'm believing they're going to love me because You made me and I'm awesome because You made me. And I'm not perfect, but I'm what You wanted and I believe You're going to give me that breakthrough and I believe You're going to help me in this new season. Why don't you start to see your family getting saved? You know, don't just think about it like, oh, that'd be a nice thing. See it. Believe it. Imagine it. Start to imagine your parents standing beside you in church or your little sisters and siblings alongside you at church. Start to see it with your mind because I believe if you can see it, God can do more than it. So why don't you see more? I want to encourage you. Single people, where are the single people at? There, okay, everyone, single people, hands up. Hands up. Come on, let's be honest. Look around. Okay, go to that person after the service. Get their number. Invite them to the after party. Single people, I want to encourage you. Why don't you see yourself meeting your life partner this year? You know, why don't you see that? Why don't you see a great relationship? Yeah, instead of seeing pain like what happened to you, or instead of seeing, you know, the brokenness that maybe your family had growing up, why don't you see what God has for you and see the relationship God has for you? Why don't you see yourself on your wedding day, guys? See her walking up the aisle. And don't be too detailed and it's exactly that person. They wear a veil anyway. But why don't you start to see that? Why don't you start to see God doing that in your life? Why don't your parents, why don't you start to see your parents, see your parents or see your children growing with Jesus? You start to imagine that and dream that over your kids' lives and pray it over your kids' lives. I'm seeing them being committed in church and growing and with Jesus as their number one. Can you see it? Why don't you start to see your breakthrough? See yourself getting healed. And I just want to encourage you at the end of this message, get a vision for this year. Get a vision for what you want to see God do in your life. And as you get your vision, you know, don't just have a vision that's about yourself. Have a vision that's bigger than yourself. And I'd encourage you to attach your vision to something that's bigger than just you. Yeah, attach your vision to the church's vision. See your part in the church's vision. And I love what it says in Matthew 6:33. It says, when we put God first, that we never miss out. And I believe that as we put God first in our life, and we attach our vision to His vision, and we say, God, I don't want this just to be about me. I want it to be about You and what You're doing. God actually does so much more than we could ever imagine. So attach your vision to it. I want to encourage you, start to see things in church. You know, start to believe that and see people meeting Jesus. Start to see the church growing. Start to dream of the new possibilities that could be had in this amazing venue. I'm encouraging our church. I'm saying start to see the 5 p.m. service. We've got the 2 p.m. service, but let's believe for the 5 p.m. service. And maybe it's similar here, but our service is just get crazier as the day goes. I'm not sure what the 5 p.m. service will look like, but I know it's going to be amazing. And I'd encourage you, start to dream with the church. Don't just dream for yourself. Dream with the church. See yourself in the church. Believe it and see it. You know, I love what that scripture said. It says, see God is making a way in the wilderness. And you know, sometimes in our lives, there's these areas where it seems like maybe it's dead or there's no hope or what's next. It can seem just dry and dead. Maybe like a wilderness, but I believe that God really can bring new life into your dead dreams, and your old dreams, those things you thought, maybe God won't do that in my life. I believe God can bring life back into those things, but He's not finished with you yet. Believe it and see it, because I believe that God loves to meet your needs. God loves to do more in your life than you could ever imagine. And we had a girl in our church. She started coming along randomly. She never made a decision to believe in Jesus. And she visited our church in Osaka with Pastor Luke, and she loved church. She was just there on a holiday. Came back to church, young Taiwanese girl. And I remember she was just in our life groups, and they started praying for her. She didn't believe in Jesus, but they were asking, "Hey, what can we pray for you for? Or is there anything you'd like to see God do in your life?" And she said, "Actually, I'm searching for a new job. I mean, I'm in the middle of job hunting." And so they started to pray. God, pray she's going to get, you know, a great job. And she wanted to work in hotels. Pray she's going to get a great job in hotels. And I mean, Taipei has got like 70 billion hotels, right? Like a lot of hotels, a real lot of hotels. And her life group starts praying for her. God, we're praying that she's going to get a great job offer, that you're going to really open doors in her life. And she comes back the next week super excited, and she's like, "I got 3 interviews at the 3 best hotels in Taipei." And she basically got to take her pick of which one would I like to choose. They're all amazing. I'm going to take my pick. And I believe that God loves to answer your prayers. And she came back and she's like, "Well, obviously God is real." I don't think she ever put her hand up in a service. She just decided, "No, Jesus is real. He answered my prayer." Of course I believe in him. And I believe that God really can do things beyond what you ever expected in your life. That he loves to hear your faith. He loves to meet your needs. He loves to do things that you never imagine. And the final scripture, just as I close, I just want to read from Mark. And this is basically this blind guy is on the street, this beggar, and he's yelling out to Jesus as Jesus is walking past, and everyone's telling him to be quiet. And eventually, Jesus comes up to him, and he comes and talks to this blind man. And it says in verse 51, it says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. And this is a blind man. And I read this, and I thought, isn't that pretty obvious, Jesus, what he wants you to do? Like, he's blind. He's a beggar. Isn't it kind of obvious, God, what he wants you to do? And I think in our lives, sometimes we can think, you know, it's obvious what I need God to do in my life. You know, it's obvious God knows. He knows what he needs to do in my life. But it goes on in the next verse, and it says, the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." And then it says in the next verse, "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. You know, God knows what you need, but he also wants to hear your faith. He also wants to hear you believing for it and speaking it out. And yes, you already know God, but I'm believing for that. And I'm declaring that. And just like the guy from our church who was getting healed, he said, "God, I'm declaring that you're going to keep doing it. I know that you know I need it, but I'm going to speak out in faith. I'm going to see it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to declare it over my life. I'm going to declare those chains broken. The new has come. God, you're doing a fresh thing in my life. I'm going to speak it out." And I want to encourage you, hey, let's speak it out. Pray it. What are you believing for? I want to encourage you, put it into words. Because I know for me, sometimes I'm not maybe the most organized person, and I'm probably a victim of, not a victim, my English is getting worse, a perpetrator of doing the wrong thing. And sometimes with God, you know, being like, he knows he wants to grow the church. But I believe that God really wants to see us speak out the vision that we have and speak out the breakthrough that we're believing for and the healing that we need and the change that we need God to bring in your life. So I want to encourage you just at the end of the message, what are you believing God's going to do? And I believe that's a real key to having the best year this year, is to remember the things that God's done, to let go of the things that aren't helping you, and to start to really believe and speak out and see what God's going to do in your life. And one final thing I would add is I believe that really as you attach your vision to God's, just live a life that's about Jesus, hey, and that's about following God and not about just myself and building myself, but a life that's about God. I want to build your church. I want to build your kingdom. Live a life that's about loving people, you know, a life that's about others, not just a life for yourself. And I believe that's where you really start to grow in your life. I'd encourage you, if you're not serving, why don't you try serving out? Why don't you go and join a team? And maybe you feel like, I don't know what to do. Go try something. Hey, like don't be afraid of changing teams, because the team leader just wants the best for you. They want you to be serving in what you're passionate about. And if you come up here and you figure out, oh, I'm actually not that good at guitar, that's okay. There's a heaps of other places you can serve as well. And I'd encourage you as well, don't wait for someone to ask you. Why don't you go to them and say, hey, I want to try welcome team or something. Like, I want to try handing candy out the front door because I can't do much, but I can smile really well. And I'm pretty a friendly person. And because you seek out and you start to serve God, you're going to see growth like you've never seen before. I believe with a new level of serving comes a new level of growth. And sure, maybe there's some stretching, but I believe that stretching means growth in your life. So what are you believing for? God's got your miracles for this year ready. I think you've just got to believe for it, speak it out, see it, declare it over your life. And I believe this is going to be the best year yet for you. It's going to be the best year yet for this church. And I believe that God's just, he's not even started with you. He's got so much more that he wants to do in your life. Like, he loves you so much. He's got so much more planned. And I think, let's get on the page with that. Hey, I'm going to believe for that. Like, what, God, you can do more? I want more. Give me the upsize. Give me the large Coke. Come on, like, bring the more blessing. I'll picture bigger things. I encourage you with that tonight. Just live a life believing for more, expecting more, dreaming of more things. Hey, why don't we stand as we finish right now? I'd just like to pray for us as we go out of here. And I'd just like to pray for a couple of groups of people. The first group of people, if you're here and you just really believe in that this is going to be the best year yet. Maybe you've got some challenges ahead, but you're willing to say, I'm going to believe that God is going to give me an amazing year. And even though there's going to be some trials and some tough times, I know I'm going to come out this other side stronger and having grown and being in a better place. So if that's you, if you're believing that this year is going to be the best year, why don't you just raise your hand up? I'd love to pray for you. We'll close our eyes. Just as that declaration saying, God, I'm seeing you to do something good in my life. Awesome. Heaps of people. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. We're just declaring this is going to be the best year yet. God, it's going to be a year of breakthrough, of new jobs, God, of financial breakthrough. God, we pray for healing of marriages. We pray for healings in people's bodies. We pray that this is going to be the best year yet. And right now, we're just determining we're going to see what you see. We're going to dream bigger dreams, dreams that people are going to laugh at. We're going to dream those things and speak them out and see them in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, why don't we keep our eyes closed for one more moment? One more group of people I'd just like to pray for. And I'd just like to pray for anyone here tonight. And maybe you're here and you've never made a decision to invite Jesus in your life. You would say, you know, I'm not living a life that following Jesus. But what we've been talking about tonight, about this God who wants so much more for you, who's got such a big future for you and such great plans for you. You know, he's got that for you as well. Yeah, maybe you're thinking, oh, that's all good for you to say, but you don't know what I've been. You don't know my past. You know, I believe that God would speak the same thing over your life. I think God's favorite thing to do is not let your past determine your future. He loves to take your life and turn it around for the better. And maybe you even find yourself here tonight at the start of this year and you just are in a place that you never could have expected to be in, and you feel like, how did I get here? What happened that I would be in this place? I believe that the best way to start this year is to make a decision to believe in Jesus, to invite him into your life. Not a New Year's resolution, but the start of a relationship that's going to change you from the inside out. Because we're all designed to do life with God. We weren't meant to do life alone, but we've made mistakes. We've done the wrong thing, and the Bible calls it sin, and it separates us from God. But that's what's so awesome about Jesus, that he came, he lived the perfect life, he died and rose again so that we could be in relationship with a loving Father who has the best plan for your life, who's got more for your life, who's a God of abundance. So I'd just like to give you an opportunity here tonight. Why don't we just close our eyes? And if that's you and you'd like to make a decision to believe in Jesus and invite him into your life and to say, God, I want to follow you. In just a moment, I'm going to count to three and I'd love you just to shoot your hand up so I can pray for you on three. Or maybe you're even here, maybe you've been in a relationship with God, but you know you've walked away from him and you're not happy with where you are in your relationship with him. Would you raise your hand as I count to three as well? I'd love to pray for you too. It's the best decision you'll ever make. So, one, two, three. If that's you right now, would you just raise your hand? You're saying, yep, I want to follow you, Jesus. Yeah, see that hand? That's awesome. See those hands? Hands all over this place. That's amazing. Come on, that's the best decision you'll ever make. This is going to be your best year yet, actually. I'm going to give it one more moment. Is there anyone else here? You're saying, I want to follow you, Jesus. Just as I look across here one more time, if I haven't seen your hand already, would you just put it up now so I can see it and pray for you? Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Thanks. All right. Well, thank you, Jesus, for these amazing people and for the amazing plan you have for them. I thank you that you forgive their sins, and God, that you fill them with hope and excitement for this huge year that's ahead of them. I thank you that you've got so many surprise miracles and blessings planned out for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, why don't we give it up for all those people? That's awesome. Come on. And hey, we got a quick prayer that we're just going to say. And if you raise your hand, this just puts into words the decision you just made. So let's pray all together. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life and I will follow you. Amen. Hey, why don't we give it up for Jesus one more time?